Unionist leaders in the Orange Order have been praised for helping to ensure the quietest 12th in years last weekend. But even though there was a lack of violence, one news commentator has still described what he saw as noisy, boozy, sectarian and unpleasant. Writing in the Belfast Telegraph, Alex Kane explained how he had decided to do something he had never done before, travel the complete Belfast route on foot. But he wasn't too impressed. Let's hear why. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. The former Sinn Féin Director of Communications, Danny Morrison, listening to this. Morning, Danny.
Morning.
Morning, morning, morning. Alex, what do you think? What did you see?
Well, can I say in fairness, Stephen, it wasn't the whole process I was talking about, the whole walk from city centre all the way up to the field. What, in fact, I saw was it's almost like two or three different manifestations of the Orange Order and the crowds and the pavement. Down when I started at the City Hall, it was quiet, it was very family-orientated, whole generations of family. I was talking to grandfathers who were there with their sons, with their grandchildren. One lady telling me, who's 85, said, Alex, we've been coming here. My father stood here. This is where we always stood, in this spot. We always come here. And they were lovely. Lots of tourists snapping away, chatting away. The nice dances, when the first bands appeared, they were relaxed. The kids were dancing on the street. It was a lovely atmosphere. And then at that moment, I thought, look, I'm going to follow. I'm going to walk the whole way. I got up Bedford Street, and then you hit this place, Stephen. And I have to say, it was just horrendous. It was horrible. Everywhere you looked, there was broken glass. There was rubbish. It wasn't just a few things thrown down. It was horrendous. The language was horrendous. Youngsters, and I mean youngsters, we're talking 13, 14, 15-year-old girls, drinking, guys drinking loud, unpleasant, sectarian songs. It was just a very nasty atmosphere. I felt uncomfortable.
Was it that bad? Because the global story about the Orange Order this year is that it was far better than other years in terms of they worked incredibly hard to make sure there was no violence on the streets. And they'll be pretty peeved about you bringing this up, what is it, 4 days later?
No, they won't actually, because I have spoken to some Orange men, indeed on my own Twitter feed line, a number of bandsmen have come on to say they agree with me that there were certain areas that there was clearly far too much drink and there's far too much nastiness and sectarianism. But once you got past that, once I moved up to Lisburn Road, as I wrote in the piece, again, another totally different atmosphere, slightly more middle class, people sitting in the street, flasks of tea, people chatting, polite applause. So it was different. But the point I made, I enjoyed the day. I did actually say, I ended the piece by saying, because I'm from that background, see, I have no difficulty with the Oranges, you know, marches and things like that. But what concerned me, and I've talked to senior Orange men over the years about this, there are elements of particularly what's happening on the pavement that disturb them. They would like it coped with, they would like it dealt, and that's all I was saying. It was a good day, it was brilliant that there was no violence. Best day, I said that as well. Well done to everyone in terms of organisation, in terms of stopping violence, absolutely brilliant. But in terms of promoting the Orange as a festival that anyone can go to, tourists, even just ordinary people can go to. And I spoke to people.
But there would be drink on the ground and rubble after a pop concert, wouldn't there?
I'm accepting that, Stephen. I'm simply saying that the point I was making about that, and I take all that on board. All I'm saying is that in certain parts of the walk, there was nothing. It was quiet, it was peaceful, it was respectful, it was fun. I genuinely felt, and that's where the tourists were. But in this particular block, coming apart to Bedford Street, leading up to Shaftesbury Square, everyone saw the footage. I'm simply saying, I'm not saying those people should not be out.
So what was the extent of it? How bad was it?
It was just horrible, Stephen. It was the sectarian songs. It was just the fact that you had to quite literally force your way through pavements thronged with people who were drinking. It was Buckfast, cider, wine. And don't forget, we're talking before lunchtime at this stage. And that's how it was. I heard, you know, this is the nature of the language. And I'm not shocked by language. It's one of those things people do. It was just that period, that moment for about maybe half a mile, three quarters of a mile, it was like a totally different Orange experience from the stuff on the Lisburn Road and from the stuff at the city. It was, and I have, oddly enough, when I wrote that piece, I was contacted by a number, and I know very senior members in the Orange Order and some of the bands. I was actually surprised the number of them who contacted me and said, Alex, yeah, you know, we enjoy it, but you're right, there are things we need to deal with. And there was drunkenness at the field, Stephen. It wasn't massive, but there were little groups of, again, teenagers in particular, sitting, drinking. You could see them drinking with the beer bottles. And I said in the article as well, it wasn't family friendly. I'm glad I didn't bring my daughters, because actually there was nothing for them to do. But I have been, just on the other point, I've been to rural fields. I was raised in Armagh. My father's a county grandmaster. My late father, a former county or assistant county grandmaster. My uncle, a former county grandmaster. I've been to Market Hill. I've been to Portadown. I've been to Rich Hill and Tandragee. They were wonderful. They were fun, the bouncy castles. It was relaxing. It was just, it did feel like a family festival. I'm simply saying that parts of Belfast and parts of the field We're not, and I think that's what a lot of people. That's well, the other thing. A lot of people don't go to the field, Stephen. They deliberately don't want to support it. They don't go to the field.
The Orange Order have said to us this morning that they point out the bylaws against public consumption of alcohol. They say that the Grand Orange Lodge of Ireland discourages drinking at what they say is a family event. They point out that, you know, drinking alcohol in public events, it's not confined to the 12th. They say, look, think of St. Patrick's Day, large concerts, all that kind of stuff. And they say that people should be able to enjoy themselves without having to openly drink alcohol. Danny Morrison, you're listening to Alex this morning. What do you make of this?
Well, firstly, I think a certain naivety there from Alex, who must be the same age as myself. This article probably could have been written any time from the early 70s onwards. I do think there is a difference, even though I have a major, major problem with the whole ethos of the Orange Order. But I do think there is a difference between pre-69 and post-1969. I remember, for example, going down to watch the Orange parades in the early 60s. There was no drinking then. I remember also whenever the Orange men marched on the Falls Road right up until 1965, where they come up Broadway onto the Falls Road and processed into Broadway Presbyterian Church, which is now in Culterland. No drink involved then. I also remember in 1969, whenever I was a waiter in Whitefort Inn, Orange men coming from the field in Finnegay and coming into the Whitefort Inn for an after parade drink in Andersonstown. And again, I think it was much more measured. I think that post-69, with the advent of the Troubles, I think that the Orange Order became, or at least was influenced or infiltrated by much more sort of a militancy, paramilitarism. I even think that the sectarian content of the Orange Order increased as a result of that.
Here's Bertie in Lisburn. Morning, Bertie.
Well, Stephen, on the 12th day, I went with a few friends, and we were on the corner of Malone Road and Balmoral Avenue, and the parade and all was absolutely brilliant, and there was no drunkenness where we were, because the police was on the opposite side of the road, and there were four or five big bends, and if any of these characters come up the footpath with carriers, they just do it.
Alex Kane is describing to you what he saw on the ground.
So, in fairness, Stephen, I did say that it was limited. And when you got up to the Lisburn Road and the Upper Lisburn Road, it was a totally different audience, and it was much quieter. I did write that.
Well, I thought the police done an excellent job, and everyone enjoyed it, and the music and all was very, very good.
Bertie, thank you, Jan. Morning, Jan.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I think somebody's making a mountain out of a molehill here, because, I mean, I have been to see and watch gay parades. I've been to see St. Patrick's Day parades, Belfast and Downpatrick, and I've been to see the 12th parades, and I don't see any hair difference in one. If there's if you've got a wee group of people sitting drinking Coke or sitting drinking something else, I mean, that can happen anywhere, not just on the 12th day. And I just wish that people wouldn't keep on, you know, putting their oar in there on the 12th day.
So while you accept that, Alex Kane, why did you write about it then? If you accept that it would happen at other festivities, other concerts, other gigs in Northern Ireland, why focus on the Orange Order this time?
Because
I think he was too smart.
It was specifically, Stephen, because I was asked, the paper asked me to write about the 12th, observe it, and it's something I hadn't done. I used to go and see, watch the parades at the end of Elmwood Avenue, Lisburn Road, which was always lovely, and indeed I remember taking one of my children there years ago. But I just thought, no, this year, rather than just observing it at one point, I will do the whole route. I will walk the whole route. I will see if there are differences and changes. And there are. And if you notice in the article, Stephen, I do say that in terms of the drinking, it's not the fault of the PS, it's not the fault of the Orange Order. I'm simply saying that if you want to make it a family-friendly route the whole way, that maybe next year, in the coming years, they actually look at ways of dealing with it, maybe close the off-licence.
And that's the question.
Close the bars along the road as well, just for those couple of hours.
Well, that's not a bad point. Why wouldn't they close the bars, Jan, if it's supposed to be a family-friendly event? Get the bars closed.
I don't think that there's any need to close bars. Bars has nothing to do with it. If you get some stupid idiot with a couple of bottles of beer that carted in from somewhere else. But, I mean, why just bring the Orange Order into it every time? Every time I hear anything on it, it's the Orange Order's fault. The Orange Order's fault. I go round parades and has been round different parades. And I can tell you now, like, these wee things happen in all parades, you know?
Here's George in the Shankill. Morning, George.
How you doing?
Don't speak to Alex. Go ahead.
The sheer hypocrisy of people picking out the Orange Order. and the 12th of July for a thing like this. This has nothing to do with the Orange Order or the 12th of July. This is a society problem. You know, you've the Ardoin Flat coming up, you've the West Belfast Festival, and I'm sure and certain if Danny Morrison and Ali Kane took a walk around those areas the morning after the concerts, the place is littered with bottles and broken glass and drink cans where teenagers
let me just interrupt you for 1 second, George, because there is this, some news coming in to us this morning. We were talking in our top story today about Kinkora Boys Home, and we were talking about victims of child abuse. Now, the news I'm about to bring you today, it's not linked to Kinkora, but you'll understand why I want to bring this to you in the context of what we've been talking about today. It's just been released that a six-month operation involving 45 police forces across England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland has led to the arrest of 660 suspected paedophiles. More than 400 children across the UK have been safeguarded. And the news just coming into us that some of those arrested had unsupervised access to children in the course of their work. They include doctors, teachers, scout leaders, care workers and former police officers. Of the 660, 39 people were registered sex offenders, but the majority of those arrested had not previously come to the police's attention. I'm sure you'll hear more about that in the news later today. George, sorry, go ahead. And Alex, I know you'll want to respond. Go ahead, George.
Danny would invite Alex to come to West Belfast the morning after, even the night of the festival, and see if there's drunkenness and rabble going on. But you know what I mean? As I say, it's a societal problem, and it's not confined to the Orange Order or the 12th day. It could be in West Belfast or North Belfast on any given day of the week. If it's a sunny day, you'll see the same thing.
Well, George, the policy of Fill and Foul in the Open of Day Carnival Parade and in the Falls Park is there's a complete ban on drink. Now, obviously, at the marquee nights, which is adult entertainment and dancing and singing and concerts and that, there is a bar. And obviously, people do carry plastic glasses out after them, etc. Now, there's a tidy-up operation carried out within 24 hours, and actually, in fact, the next morning.
But certainly, there is the 12th day, so there's no difference.
Well, the point about it is that we do not allow drinking on our march, on our route.
The Orange Order don't allow drink in their parade either. You'll never see an orange man drinking on a parade with a sash. You'll never see a man drinking on a parade.
In the Falls Park, it's a family day event. I don't know what a situation is in the field, whether or not there's drink available in the field. But it is certainly, we do not tolerate drinking during our Open Festival Day parade or the carnival in the park.
And I'll give you that, but I'll grant you it happens.
Pardon?
Sorry, George, could I come in on that and say, look, first of all, I wasn't saying that this is the Orange's fault, but I went out of my way to say in the article that it was something that the Orange and the PSA needed to look at. And it's always been, Senior Orange men have told me this for years, that what they call the band followers and some people in certain parts of Belfast, it is beyond their control. And that is something which we have to look at. It is a societal problem.
It's not an Orange Order problem.
And that's what I'm saying. It's an Orange Order problem in the sense that if a lot of drunk people are coming out to see them, their consequences follow, it is a problem. That's what I'm saying. It's something that has to be worked out with the Orange and the police. They can work that out together.
My point is, you see the attitude here. We have yourself on, whose family is steeped in Orangeism, talking about the Orange Order. I'll grant you, I'll give you that there. But why in the world do we have the ex-Sinn Féin publicity director on talking about an Orange Order walk? You know, and Danny was quite rightly said there about the lodge having no drink, going to the church, which is now cultural on the Falls Road. Well, they wouldn't have been drinking because that was a church parade. To pick bits out like that, you know, it's very, very convenient. We can all pick bits like that out so we can.
George,
I would bet my life that Danny can't deny that no matter how much he tells us there's a no-drink policy at the West Belfast Festival, there's a no-drink policy at Ardoin Fla. That if you go in the next day, I've been in Ardoin.
Okay.
The flower was
Alex speak to you because we have to move on in the moment. Go ahead, Alex.
George, yes, look, I'm accepting all that. I come back to the point I make that the PSNI, maybe the City Council, the Orange, they need to talk about it. As I said in the article, it's isolated problems. Let's deal with it because it was a very good day. Let's build on the good. But just very briefly on the previous woman, I wrote a piece about the Gay Pride Parade in Belfast, I think for the Belfast Telegraph and News a couple of years ago. I actually did make a point. I said, I have no difficulty with the parades. I have no difficulty with any type of parade, to be honest. But I did make the point that there were aspects of the gay pride parade that I found a little vulgar. I found over the top for a middle of the town, middle of the afternoon process. As I said, there were parts of it I wasn't comfortable with my daughters who were with me. And a number of people who organised that parade got back to me and said, that's a fair point. And I noticed when I went last year, it had changed. They had left that sort of stuff for the nightclubs later in the evening. That's all I'm saying is, you can criticise, and not to know, I don't stop the parade. I'm just simply saying, let's make it so family orientated and so publicly. It's a public holiday, George. It needs to be remembered.
We need to leave it there. Alex, thank you. George, thank you. Morning to you.